did Buffalo Wings begin? I'm Brian Hayden, and in episode 2 of Lord of the Wings, we'll explore the origins of the wing at the legendary Anchor Bar. Welcome back to Lord of the Wings. I'm Brian Hayden. In our last episode, I recounted how I had returned to Buffalo after 8 years in exile and began a quest to find the best buffalo wings in the city that created them. So where does one begin to find the best buffalo wings? The logical place to start is where they were invented, at the Anchor Bar. I pulled up to the original location on Main Street to find license plates from all over the United States and Canada in the parking lot. The license plates, from as far away as Europe and the Middle East, continue inside. Hundreds line the walls of the restaurant, left behind by patrons who wanted to leave a little piece of home behind at the Buffalo Institution. The aroma of hot sauce and clatter of beer glasses surround me as I walk in. There's a gift shop selling novelty wing hats and jars of wing sauce, and celebrity photos of Tim Russert and John Candy adorn the walls. As I approach the "Please Wait to Be Seated" sign, it occurs to me, where were the first buffalo wing eaters seated when they first chowed down on wings?
Hi, how you guys doing today? Welcome to Anchor Bar.
I didn't just want to sit in any seat at this sprawling restaurant. I asked around among the staff, who introduced me to General Manager Mark Dempsey. Dempsey led me to a seat at the bar, closest to the original Main Street entrance, and joined me for a beer and wings. The seats we were in, Dempsey explained, were the very site where the first wings were served in 1964. So, Mark, thanks for joining us here today.
It's a pleasure being here. Thanks for coming in.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, so we're in a historic spot here. You've told me that we're sitting in the very seats where the first customers who ate buffalo wings were seated. Tell me more about that first experience and how buffalo wings ever even came about here.
Sure. Not only are we at the Anchor Bar, home of the original buffalo wing, but we're also sitting at the bar where the first wings were served. Back on that night in 1964 in March, Dominic Bellissimo, who is the son of Frank and Teresa's, was tending bar, and his friends came in to see how Frank was doing, have a couple pops, and get some food. So Dominic went back in the kitchen and asked his mother, "Mom, can you make something special for these guys?" So Teresa went in the cooler and found these chicken wings that she was going to make soup stock with the next day. She said, "Okay, you know, these are huge, meaty wings. I could do something with these." So she ended up deep frying them and putting a cayenne pepper hot sauce on them, which she flavored with some garlic and spices and salt and pepper. And they brought them out to the bar. And Dominic was a little surprised, like, "You know, what are these? I've never seen these before." And they were an instant hit. As soon as the folks started jumping into the wings and trying them, that they loved the meaty flavor of the wings. They loved the hot sauce on them. So it was an instant hit. And it was served at the Anchor Bar from that day forward.
How is it seems so hard to believe now, with wings being everywhere now, that the Anchor Bar started Buffalo-style wings in 1964. I mean, what did wings used to be used for before they were, you know, deep-fried, tossed in hot sauce? And then tell me about how wings have really taken flight since 1964, too.
Well, you know, wings were used as pretty much a throwaway, right? If they weren't used in soup stock or some, you know, flavoring somewhere, they were pretty much thrown out. It was called a waste part of the bird. So it's hard to believe that now chicken wings are the most expensive part of the bird. They're more expensive than, you know, the chicken breast or chicken thighs or drumsticks or what have you. They're the most expensive part of the bird, and what is the most popular part as well. You know, wings are now served in almost every restaurant in some shape or form. You know, they're on appetizer menus. They're on, you know, main restaurant menus. They're on fast food menus. You know, they might have, you know, a boneless wing, or they might have a, you know, an actual wing. But probably about, you know, 75 to 80% of the restaurants out there have some type of wing on the menu, you know, with some different sauces. You know, Asian restaurants are, you know, have the Asian fusion. They have, you know, a teriyaki or soy sauce blended recipe on the wing. So they've really expanded. They've really, as you said, taken flight, no pun intended.
When we think about, you know, 1964 and then the years afterwards, can you kind of walk me through what you know about how they became so popular and turned into an international food? I mean, other restaurants might come up with some house specialty, yet the house specialty that was here now is known the world over. Tell me more about that transition that happened in the years after 1964.
Sure. As 1964, as the 60s came to a close, you know, Anchor Bar had the wings on the menu and they were making their way through Buffalo. Other restaurants picked up on the craze, picked up on it. Patrons would come into the Anchor Bar here and then go to another restaurant and say, hey, do you have those wings? And of course, they're like, no, what are you talking about? So as they progressed through Buffalo in the late 60s and early 70s, they gained an immense popularity. And, you know, as people left Buffalo for other parts of the world, as they're, you know, traveling or relocated, you know, they began to get a fondness for, you know, hey, I wish I had those wings back. So it started permeating throughout different cities and different states and getting going. But I think, you know, the hot sauce is so universal. Right, and it was the first one, and I think it's the best one that's out there, right? The best sauce on the wing that's out there. So I think that has really helped it. You know, looking back at some of the restaurants and some of the wing chains that have come up, and certainly they've helped expand it to, you know, the far reaches of the United States and other parts of the world. That wing really, you know, started here, started with the hot sauce, and has taken flight.
Along with the national. So I'm looking here at this plate of wings we have here, Mark, and it's a single order Anchor Bar medium. Now, we're essentially looking at the very wings that would have been served that first night, right? I mean, I'm seeing the medium sauce, the celery, the blue cheese. Why celery and blue cheese? And tell me more about what you think makes this sauce so special.
Sure. Well, the sauce, the medium sauce, is the original sauce that was served back in 1964. And that sauce, you know, a beautiful blend of cayenne pepper, vinegar, salt, garlic, and other spices, right? And it's a perfect balance. For some, you know, hot sauce is a little spicy, and for others, it's needs to be kicked up a notch. So Teresa wanted to serve it with something that could cool them down in between bites. So she brought in the celery and the blue cheese, kind of to tone the heat flavor down.
Tell me more about. Give me some fun facts too. I mean, we're at the original location. How many wings are served here a day? And now I know the Anchor Bar is also franchised out now. Give me an idea even of company-wide how many wings you guys go through even on a daily basis.
Sure. Well, on an average day, you know, we'll serve at the Main Street location, we'll serve over 2,000 wings or 2,000 pounds of wings a day. So that's a substantial amount. With all of our other franchise locations, you know, we're serving about 30,000 pounds of wings a day throughout the franchise location. So it's crazy.
It's incredible. I mean, what do you think is the enduring popularity of the Anchor Bar wing? How has the Anchor Bar, you know, grown as they have, and what keeps people coming back to this original wing?
Well, I think the wing is almost a perfect time food. And what I mean by that is, you could eat it for dinner. You could eat it for lunch. You could eat it as an appetizer. You could eat it while you're watching TV, watching a sporting event. You could eat it as a snack. I mean, it's so versatile, right? If you want to have one, you could have one wing, but who could stop at one, right? I mean, you know, if you want to have 10, a plate or whatever, five or whatever the number is, it's customizable. So if you wanted to have, you know, a steak, you're going to cook yourself a steak, or you're going to go out for a steak. you know, you're going to eat the whole steak, or, you know, you're going to have some leftover. But with the wing, you could cook 2-3 wings, or you could cook 5, 10, 50 wings, and you could eat what you want on it. So I think it's the very customizable, right?
And tell me more about this Main Street location here. I mean, there's been a restaurant here, you know, in a bar long before wings were created. How far does this go back? Tell me a little bit more about this place.
The building actually dates back to 1900, but Frank and Teresa didn't start the Anchor Bar till 1935. And it was actually at another location until the 40s. So they moved here in the early 40s and started, 25 years before the wings started at this location, serving, Italian American food and getting together with the local citizens here and really establishing some great roots in downtown Buffalo. You know, we spent, almost 10 years down on the waterfront, and we moved here in the middle 40s, and then we're still here today. You know, it's quite a long time.
Amazing. Yeah, it's a storied history for sure.
We're approaching 100 years in a few years, right? So,
very cool. So, when someone says they want a buffalo wing, how do you define what a buffalo style chicken wing is? What is a buffalo wing?
Well, I think, the restaurants in Buffalo would agree that, of course, a true chicken wing, and I'm not going to say buffalo wing, but a true chicken wing is fresh, never frozen. It's never breaded. It's, cooked to order. And, the chicken wings in Buffalo traditionally come with, celery and blue cheese. When you start getting outside of, Western New York or the East Coast, they start substituting blue cheese for other things like ranch and, who knows what else in different parts of the country, but that's what a true buffalo wing is.
And for sort of my last question, a visitor comes to Buffalo and is determining, where to get wings, why should they stop by the Anchor Bar during their visit to Buffalo?
Well, for several reasons. We've got great wings here, but we also have the original. So if they want to experience, the location in which the wing was invented and see the memorabilia and the history of the chicken wing, it's a great way to experience that.
American food history changed at this very location.
It did, right where we're sitting. It changed in 1964. There's not too many foods that you can date back to a specific restaurant and say, hey, the pizza was invented there, or apple pie was invented here, or what have you. So it's pretty cool. It happened here.
The Anchor Bar's wings checked all the right boxes. Just enough sauce, spice, and crisp for any out-of-towner looking for a good representation of the buffalo wing. But in my initial research, it became clear that one other restaurant besides the Anchor Bar kept popping up as the other most popular spot, Duff's Famous Wings. Here is where the plot thickened, where the quest to find Buffalo's best wings would enter into the unforeseen. I had my baseline for buffalo wings established at the bar that first started serving them. What was Duff's, and by extension, other wing joints who began in the years and decades after the Anchor Bar, doing differently to stand out? Why would some Buffalonians swear by the Anchor Bar, and others accept nothing else than Duff's? And, perhaps more critically, how much more would I weigh by the time I completed my quest to become the Lord of the Wings? Tune in next time to find out.